I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at TVTimeMachine.com.
Hey, yo. You're ready to go? We are going to see Chaka Khan.
Yes. Like the Chaka Khan?
Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Kim Kimble from the reality series L.A. Hair. Ms. Kimble is the owner of Kimble Hair Studio in Los Angeles and is a world-renowned hairstylist with clients such as Beyoncé, Lady Gaga, Halle Berry, and Shakira.
Gimme head with hair.
Over the next segment, Kim Kimble will talk about her entertaining reality series, which airs Thursdays at 9 p.m. on WeTV. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to try to make the cut, feel free to let your hair down as we wash that past right out of our show in order to sport a more permanent present. Kim, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Kim, tell us about L.A. Hair and what's new in your salon this season.
L.A. Hair is, you know, a series on WeTV. It's about me, Kim Kimble, celebrity hairstylist, running my hair salon, and also they follow me doing celebrity hair. Now, this season, you're going to see a lot of, you know, new exciting things. We're going to, you know, of course, the drama builds up this season, comes to kind of a head, but because I hired a new stylist, I brought a barber in, and she is definitely new to the salon business, and she has a hard time adapting. I got rid of, you know, an old stylist, so I remodeled the salon, and you're going to see me working with more celebrities. You see me and my sister, you know, at odds about me, you know, expanding my business. Drama, drama, drama.
Kim, who are some of the celebrities whom you've worked with, and what does it take to be one of the go-to persons in Hollywood in your business?
I've worked with Mary J. Blige, Beyonce, Shakira, Gabrielle Union, Jamal Latham, Kerry Washington. I mean, one of the things it takes is you have to definitely have a passion for it. You have to love what you do, because I think that kind of shows through your work and your attitude when you're doing this. You have to be excited and passionate. People love that, and I think that's one of the keys to my success. You know, you also have to be, you know, hard worker. You have to stay on top of your A game. You cannot slack at all on, you know, what you do. You have to always bring it, you know, because you're as good as your last job.
Right. Well, of course, last season, one of the highlights was you meeting the legendary Chaka Khan. What was that like for you?
Ooh, I loved it. She's one of my favorites. She's from Chicago. My favorite, you know, celebrity. I was excited to meet her and, you know, just over the moon because, like, she's one of my favorite singers. I can't even describe how fantastic it was, but it was absolutely everything.
Now, of course, you mentioned your family. What is it like working with your family, and what do you think it would be like if you couldn't work with them?
Oh, my God, it's so difficult working with family because, first of all, when you have a mother and an older sister, they're always the boss. They always told you what to do. But when you become the boss, that's a kind of a difficult change, you know, because it's a hard adjustment. But, you know, it would be very difficult to be without them because these are people that I trust, though. You know, amongst everything, they are, you know, very smart, strong women, and, you know, they help me, you know, in this process. I mean, you're only as good as your team.
Now, when it comes to a new client, what kinds of questions do you ask them when it comes to determining what is right for their hair?
I want to know, you know, what they do for a living, because that's, you know, it's definitely the hairstyles are tailor-made. And so I want to know what they do for a living, what they like, what they didn't like about the last style that they have, or what they don't like about the style they have now. I get all that information. You know, want to find out what they're allergic to. I mean, that's important. You know, especially if you're gonna do color or you're gonna do put some kind of treatment in their hair, you need to know a lot about them. I mean, we have, of course, a full, you know, page of questions that we ask, but, you know, the main thing is just trying to figure out, you know, where they, not only what they didn't like, but also where they want to go. What are their goals for their hair? What do they want to see happen with their hair? Because that's important.
How much do you depend on the client's guidance, and how much do you depend on your own instinct when it comes to styling hair?
I depend a lot on my instinct because I've been doing it for over 20 years, and I'm definitely listening. I'm a good listener to the client, and I want to hear what they say. But I always come prepared with an idea or a plan because I think, if you don't plan, you plan to fail. You have to come, you have some kind of idea of what you want to do. Because they look to you for, you're the professional. They look to you for your advice and your expertise. And, I definitely have expertise in this area, and it's something that I definitely want to share with them. Now, whether they use my advice or not, that's up to them. But, most people, they do trust me because of my reputation and how long I've been in the industry. I have a lot of experience, so it usually works out in my favor.
Well, speaking of it's up to them, why do some people, and I've noticed this, return to their old hairstyle even when it's not right for them?
Because they're comfortable in it. Sometimes, it's knowing the unknown. It's basically, some people don't want to, it's kind of like they just get comfortable and they're used to something. And so they just go back to it. They know how to deal with it. The new is kind of unfamiliar to them and kind of scary because they don't know, how it's going to turn out. But I always have, that's my job, to convince them. Let's try something new. Trust me, it's going to work. That's where the salesperson really kicks in.
Now, Kim, what makes a great hairstylist?
First of all, you have to love what you do. Again, I can't stress that enough. The passion. You have to have the passion behind you. And a stylist that's educated and a good listener. You have to listen to the customer to see what she wants and to, see what her problems have been and where her issues are. You have to become a good problem solver. And I really base my career on that because, I'm always trying to get them to where they want to go.
Now, when it comes to this show, what is the best thing for you about being involved in LA Hair?
Oh, wow. I mean, the amazing clients that I get to work with, and I get to share that with the audience. They get to see, behind the scenes of, working in the entertainment industry and working with celebrities. I mean, because I teach a lot. I educate, stylists, and they always want to know how and, what's it like and, how'd you get there? How do you do this? And so they actually get to see me interact, which I think is great to share that with, the world.
Now, where can people find out more about yourself and LA Hair online?
Yeah, you can go to kimkimble.com or kimblebeauty.com. Follow me on Twitter at Kimble Hair Care, Instagram at Kimble Hair Care, Facebook, Kimble Hair Studio. We post a lot of things that's going on, any education or, talking about the up-and-coming season of LA Hair. I'll be tweeting during the episode. And, I'm going to be
okay. Kim, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
Is Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonbeth.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.